This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The bee population in Michigan is changing. With this being National Pollinator Week, we begin our series, The Business of Bees, today, talking with Michael Hansen, the state apiarist. We might also call him Michigan's Bee Czar.
Oh, that's quite the title you offer me there, Cindy. I don't know if I'd go quite that far, but I do have a role with beekeepers. When they move bees south in the fall, we do conduct inspections and help them get the certificates they need. And other than that, when it comes to working with beekeepers, we work real closely with the professors from Michigan State University to make sure there's a good resource of information in the state.
And this is important, isn't it, Mike, when you think of really how important honeybees are as pollinators. Can you give us any sense of just how much Michigan growers and farmers rely on those bees?
Well, you know, the new statistics nationally is that bees provide about $18 billion of pollination services nationally. But in Michigan, you know, Dr. Wang at Michigan State University a couple of years ago looked at numbers and said, you know, we're probably close to $2 billion of pollination services just in Michigan. And when you realize that we're one of the most diverse states in the country and we have at least 60 crops that truly rely on honeybees or native bees for pollination, it's a real big deal. It's also important to note that Michigan is one of five states in the Midwest where it's figured about 65% of America's bees are located during the summer. So we have bees come here simply to produce honey, and protecting those bees and providing that forage allows those commercial beekeepers that come here to also have healthy bees for pollinating crops throughout the country.
Mike, how many beekeepers do we have in Michigan, whether it be commercial or hobby?
It's always a good guesstimate.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had bee registration in Michigan since 1993. I figure there are from 50 to 70 commercial beekeeping families in the state. No corporate beekeepers. These are all families that have had businesses for a long time, or some of them are young people that have just gotten into it. And probably 2,500 or more people who keep bees either as a personal hobby or do produce honey and provide pollination services on a smaller scale.
Has the bee population changed in Michigan through the years?
Well, they always do. Bee populations go up and go down. In recent years, though, we've seen first that bees tend to not live as long as they used to because of the parasites and the viruses and the diseases that attract them, that are invested in them. But our commercial beekeepers, when they have a big loss, they tend to take their bees down south. They work real hard and build up their colony numbers in the winter and have been able to come back each year and meet the pollination needs of Michigan's farmers. And when it comes to backyard beekeepers or smaller beekeepers, some of them actually move. If they have 40 colonies, they'll move them down south and bring them back. And some get packages and rebuild. And there has just been this gigantic resurgence of interest in beekeeping by hobbyists. There's just this excitement amongst the public to do that. 10, 15 years ago, when you went to the Michigan Beekeepers Annual Meeting, you have 100 to 200 people. This year, they had close to 1,000 people showed up for that meeting. There's just a tremendous interest in being part of the solution.
Protecting our bees and the other great pollinators in Michigan. Talking with Mike Hansen, state apiarist, it has been a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for all the great tips and all the great information, Mike.
Cindy, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for your time.